Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya. Hayya al-falah. Hayya al-falah. As-salatu khairun min an-naum. As-salatu khairun min an-naum. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
آمين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum, my dear brothers and sisters, and once again, Ramadan Mubarak. This is your brother Abdul Mutaki Muhammad, welcoming you to the Ummah Reflects, our podcast, where we strive to aid and assist and help the believers to get off to a good start each morning during this month of Ramadan. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that Allah will guide the words of our guest speakers to aid us all in our growth and development as believers in Allah. Dear believers, we were blessed to hear from our beautiful brother in New York, student minister Arthur Muhammad, yesterday, who inspired us and motivated us and encouraged us. We thank Allah for his wonderful and inspiring words to us yesterday, and we thank Allah for our guest speaker today. To take us further into our program, once again, will be our brother and friend, Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad. Brother Akbar. Are you there, Brother Akbar? Well, it seems that our brother is having some challenges, so I will go right to my brother, Brother Jamil Muhammad. Brother Jamil.
Can you hear me, my dear brother?
Yes, sir, I can hear you loud and clear, Brother Jamil.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak, dear brothers and sisters. It's my pleasure and honor to be with you, even though it's an unexpected pleasure and honor, because I, like you, was eager to hear from Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad this morning. Inshallah, we eagerly anticipate and pray for his return to these microphones as soon as possible. Dear brothers and sisters, we are with you this morning in the month of Ramadan as we strive to employ and embody a principle of Allah that many of us living in these Western societies and these fast-paced lifestyles have forgotten about. The characteristic or attribute of Allah, of which we speak in these brief moments this morning, is the characteristic and attribute of sabr, or sometimes pronounced sabor or sabur. It means the patient, the most patient. Allah has imbued in himself and spread throughout his creation the principle of patience. I remember having a conversation with our dear brother, Brother Minister Jibril Muhammad. And if you don't know him, get to know him. What a wonderful writer, intellectual brother, and friend. Brother Jibril told me in a conversation one time, he said, brother, go to the Abdullah Yusuf Ali translation of the Holy Quran into English and look at the footnote number 61. It deals with the characteristic of sabr, patience. He told me, and it bore me witness in my study, that the patience of a Muslim is not the passive, inactive waiting of one who has no power, no input, no activity. He said the patience of the Muslim is an active patience which causes that believer to wait with the full knowledge that Allah has the capacity at any time to grant what he has requested. The patience of a Muslim entails the ability to wait on Allah with the idea fully in mind that Allah may choose to bless you in a different way than what you planned. The patience of a Muslim is not inactive and lazy. No, a Muslim, while waiting, continues to work. And so it is with us, dear Allah. A dear brother and sister, the Allah that we serve, the God of the universe, the Lord of all the worlds, is in charge. We must be confident in him and be patient as he unfolds his will, Qatar Allah, if you will, his will with us. Do you know, brothers and sisters, that patience is at such a premium in this society? I bet you don't know how I could tell you. Check it out. In your life, You get annoyed if you have to repeat something twice. Didn't I already tell you? I told you this morning. Why are you asking me this afternoon? Didn't I go over this with you once already? But Allah is striving to show, or we are striving in the way of Allah to show ourselves reflective of Him. Allah's patience is such that we repeat and He repeats over and over again. I wonder how many times in the lifespan of the average Muslim he repeats Al-Fatiha. Yet we repeat it, and every time we repeat it, we learn something new in it. Every Ramadan, at least, we read the Holy Quran as much as we can, straight through from beginning to end. And each time we read it, every time we open its blessed pages, we learn something new we had never seen. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning I ask you, would you mind trying to be patient with one another? The fact is that I don't have it yet, and neither do you. Would you mind going over it with me one more time about our brotherhood? Would you mind repeating to me one more time about our love? Would you mind just reviewing with me about the great blessing of Almighty Allah? Could you tell me again about those gardens wherein flow rivers and those raised couches? Could you repeat to me about the green brocade robes and the bracelets made of gold? Thank you, but I'll need to hear it again tomorrow. Repetition is a mercy from Allah. Patience, forbearance, kindness, willingness to do it one more time. Self-improvement is not immediate. Self-improvement may have started a study process that began way back in September of 1986. And dig this, you're still involved in it. All praise is due to Allah for His patience with us. We thank Him for His servants and their patience with us throughout history. And we thank you this morning for your patience with this short segment of the Ummah Reflects. It's time to move the program forward. Brother Mubarak, come on back to the microphone, my dear brother.
Thank you, Brother Jamil. Thank you for all your words with us this morning. Brothers and sisters, we will now introduce our guest speaker, who's coming out of Atlanta, and he's no stranger to us. Very, very beautiful brother. We know him as Imam Suleiman Hamid. Brother Imam, are you there?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise is for Allah, and we send prayers and peace upon His messenger, Muhammad. I want to first extend the greetings to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and all of the labors who made it possible for us to be on this line during this blessed month of Ramadan. And thinking of our theme, the transformative power of Ramadan. But I ask myself, transform into what? Because that suggests that I'm going to change from one thing into another thing. Should I be transforming into something in Ramadan? And if so, what? What does Allah tell us? Ramadan and this act of fasting is for what? It is so that, what does He say? La'allakum tattaqun, so that you will be regardful of Him, so that you will be conscious of Him, so that you'll have fear of Him. So if we are to transform, and if there is to be some transformative power in this month of Ramadan, let us, dear Muslims, be considering transforming ourselves into that, transforming ourselves into beings and creatures who are regardful of Allah, who are fearful of Allah, who are conscious of Allah, in a way like the Prophet Muhammad, to whom Quran was revealed, described to his companions when they asked him about spiritual excellence. Let our taqwa be like that we worship like we see Allah, like He's right in front of us.
And if we're unable to do that, we are absolutely sure that he sees us. Transformative power of Ramadan. So yes, transform. Transform into one who has Allah on my mind all the time. Transform into one who has Allah in my heart all of the time. Transform into one to whom that consciousness and that fear even controls the way that I move and I think and I act with my limbs. That's the transformative power of Ramadan. Now, one more thing, because it's the transformative power of Ramadan. There was one of the companions of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. He came to him and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, tell me something that I can do that'll get me into heaven." Sound like one of us, right? Tell me something that I can do that'll get me into heaven. And Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Stick to fasting because there is nothing equivalent to it." He said, "Fast, there is nothing equivalent to it, as in an act that will get me into heaven," right? But the brother was like us, you know, we get the answer and that ain't enough. The teacher give us the answer, but we want a little more. The brother came back another time and said, "O Prophet of Allah, tell me something that I could do that can get me into heaven." And he told him again, "Stick to fasting because there is nothing equivalent to it." So this act that we are engaging in, dear Muslims, dear believers, of fasting and abstaining for the pleasure of Allah, that will transform me and turn me into a creature that has my whole mind and my whole focus on Allah. So yes, let us transform and let us be those who are always regardful of Allah, who are fearful of Allah, who are conscious of Allah, and that we pray that he accepts us sincerely amongst those, as he says, "Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqun." Allah loves those who are regardful of him, who are conscious of him, and who are fearful of him. So I thank you. May Allah bless you. May Allah accept our fast in this blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak to you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Iman. Thank you for your beautiful words with us. Brother, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful way of expressing Islam to us. We thank you, and may Allah continue to bless you and the believers there in Atlanta. All praises are due to Allah. We will now go with our Umar Reflex, which be a word, our word artist, Eric Powell. Brother Eric.
Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Jihad and Nafs. Action. What do we have here? Woke up a believer, went to sleep a kafir. Working for God, but clocked out at high noon. Yehudim. Yehudim. The ones given knowledge can still be brought to ruin. Traveling the earth and see what was the end to them. And reflect and apply to self. Doubt is dead land that I refuse to stay settled on. I'm praying for the rain, like Noah. I'm moving, like Ibrahim, like Musa, like Muhammad. Through a belief in the revelation of a recitation intended for every nation, which with proper interpretation can bring about transformation and raise our spiritual station. It descends like the rain, man, bringing life once again to a dead land, to a dead man. Both the people and the cattle have been poisoned. This disease of the heart you cannot be inoculated for by any vaccination. When there's little means for physical preservation, our people take spiritual consolation in understanding that pain and struggle is only for purification and expiation of sin. These days come in turns so that we learn how to turn, especially during the lunar month that burns. We burn for mercy and forgiveness in order to be safeguarded from the fire next time, to bear witness and enter into submission wholeheartedly is what I'm wishing. For as long as I could endure, my limbs have remained sore, not sure how to relax no more, nor how to restore my nor. In short, I say I feel like manure, like shit, but hopefully something can grow from it, this dead land. For a year I skipped practice, hoping mere faith would suffice. Couldn't deal with my grief until I started to deal with my belief. In a world where corporations ran by Satan put their margins before the marginalized, then defeat us with convenience, plus social engineer us and make our attitudes defeatist. From the time that we're a fetus, hypocrites codify cowardice, wrongdoers, from those who abuse sex and parties to the self-righteous who divide us into sex and parties. Ask you when the hour is. We've seen the punishment to accompany this. From the prophethood to the seal of prophethood. If Isa is a sign of the time, so is the parable of the sower. If the hour comes and you're planting a tree, throw down the seed. You never know if it's the one you'll be resurrected from when the final rain comes. Please do. Come walk a mile in my shoes. I got holes in my soul only God can fill. I got hurt in my heart only God can heal. Till Israfil blows on the trumpet and the final hour commences. Till the heaven is rendered a scroll in the Almighty's hand. We are all gathered together. All differences decided between us by the best knower. I will pray to show up on that day with the heart of my father, Ibrahim. When they ask what you mean, say, Qal bin Salim. Qal bin Salim. Qal bin Salim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you, Brother Eric. Wow. You should be Eric. Wow, that was powerful. All praises are due to Allah. We'll now ask our sister, and Dr. Nisa Islam Muhammad for the fast fact. Sister Nisa.
Yes, sir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our fast fact of the day is, Allah loves those who return to him in sincere worship. As we enter the next phase of Ramadan, we've got about 13 days done. We've got 17 more days to go. I remind us as we started that Allah said in the Hadith Qudsi, fasting is mine and it is I who give reward for it. We fast for Allah. There's no showing off in fasting as may happen in other acts of worship. We may show off in our salat by proudly reciting Quran. We may show off by giving large amounts of money for zakat. We may show off when we take shahada. We may even try to show off when we go to Hajj. Unfortunately, showing off may enter all good deeds, but no one can see when a person is fasting except Allah. Allah connected fasting to him. Hence, he said in a hadith, he gives up his desire for my sake. Consequently, Allah knows the days we fasted, the days we almost fasted, the days we missed, and the days we have to make up. Allah knows what we have done. No one else is keeping track of our fasting. Only Allah knows. He knows the character flaws we worked on and the ones we didn't. He knows the prayers we made and the ones we didn't. Allah is the keeper of the count. He's the enumerator. Allah is the one who considers all things in the universe and knows the details of every moment or change. He comprehends everything and possesses all knowledge. Allah knows every deed and written details are recorded by his angels. He is Al-Musi, the enumerator. Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. He is our creator. In spite of all we do and often despite all we do not do, Allah loves those who return to him in sincere worship. Allah knows we will veer and get off the path. This is the month of mercy, not the month of perfection. He is our creator. What concerns Allah most is not the fact that we get off the path, because Allah knows that's what we're going to do. That's a given. His concern is when and how do we return? How do we return to him in sincere worship? Please, dear believers, as we enter these next days of Ramadan, stay as close to Allah as you can. Please, Muslims, use this month as a springboard to learn more about our beautiful faith and to get closer and closer to Allah. As Imam Suleiman said, let it be a transformative month for us. Allah loves those who return to Him in sincere worship, regardless of where you are on your journey, near, far, close, or standing still. Return to Allah in sincere worship. Allah is waiting for you. That is the fast fact. Islam is not the problem. Islam is the answer. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All praises are due to Allah. Wa alaikum salam, Sister Nisa. Thank you for the fast fact. A transformative time. All praises are due to Allah, brothers and sisters. Part of our fasting is for us to read, and we're on day 13. And our reading for today starts with chapter 12, verse 53 through chapter 15, verse 1, surah 12, ayat 53 through surah 15, ayat 1. We will now ask our brother once again, would he bless us by closing our program with prayer, Brother Abdul Shaheed Muhammad, Brother Shaheed.
Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. Let us pray, Muslims. قل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. O Allah, knower of the unseen and the evident, maker of the heavens and the earth, Lord of everything and its possessor, I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but you. I seek refuge in you from the evil of my soul and from the evil of Shaitan and his helpers. I seek refuge in you from bringing evil upon my soul and from harming any Muslim. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you, Brother Shaheed, for praying with us this morning. Dear believers, as we close, we want to say on behalf of our guest speaker this morning, Imam Suleiman Hameed, and his family and the beautiful believers there in Atlanta, thank you, Brother Imam, for all that you do and are doing in spreading this mighty, mighty word of Islam. Thank you for being our guest speaker this morning. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his staff, we thank Allah for our beloved minister and his family for all that he has done and is doing in spreading this mighty, wonderful word of Islam. On behalf of the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam and their families, and we thank each and every one of them for aiding and assisting the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in spreading this word of Islam. On behalf of the ministers and imams throughout this country and the world who are spreading this powerful word of Islam, we thank Allah for you. And I say, brother, ministers and imams, teach hard, teach hard. On behalf of my co-host, Brother Akbar, Sister Nisa, Brother Jamil, Sister Majida, Brother Shaheen, and on behalf of each and every one of you, let me leave you as I came to you with the greeting words of peace. Inshallah, we'll be talking again tomorrow. As-salamu alaykum.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah, all praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah, Allah is great, all power and might. life belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah.
Glory be to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
There is no God but Allah. Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'ali. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil